Is it any coincidence that desserts spelled backwards is stressed? Well, our relationship with food and exercise, and especially with ourselves, starts with mindset. And for many of us, it is time to flip the narrative in our heads. Our guest today, Natalie Flowers, is a successful entrepreneur, a wife, a mom, and a fitness champion who wants to help more women to appreciate the power that comes from giving their best to themselves first, so that they can be their best for others.
I am going to start this podcast episode off with a confession. I am currently sitting in my kitchen staring at a piece of birthday cake because my daughter's birthday was a couple of days ago, wanting to just devour this cake. But Natalie, I feel like you're going to talk me off the edge since we are talking all about health and nutrition with you. Thanks so much for joining us. How often does someone like you, who is all about health and wellness, indulge in something like birthday cake? I need to know.
Well, one, I don't really like cake, but I do like cookies. So if that was a warm baked chocolate chip cookie, I would say, girl, just go get after it and go hit the weights later.
Oh my goodness. They are my weakness. Cookies, cakes, all of it. My weakness. That's for sure. Well, once again, thanks so much for joining us. I love this topic, health and wellness. It's something I can be better at. I'm sure a lot of our listeners right now agree, because far too often we fall to these temptations and we enjoy sitting on the couch way too much instead of getting up, exercising, and moving our body. So I'm going to turn to you as our motivation. Tell us how you got into it, maybe how it's changed your life, and why we need to get on board and be more healthy in 2020.
Well, that's a huge bowlful. Well, one, I think health and wellness is a huge topic, but it has mixed emotions for so many different people. You know, some people look at health and wellness and they're like, yeah, it's something that I'll get to. But people look at the gym, it's like, oh God, I have to go and do the treadmill and it's punishment for me for eating the cake, right? And that was kind of how I was raised for a long time. You know, my mom was a personal trainer, but she ate in the cake, she ate the cookies, and then went to the gym to burn off the calories. And so that was kind of poured into me as from a very young age. For me, like health and wellness and working out was your punishment to yourself for being bad. You know, if you eat the cookies, if you eat the cake, then you have to go work out to burn off the calories because you've been bad. And it caused this really bad eating disorder for me all the way up into my 20s. And it was in my 20s that, you know, I'm like, I don't want to live like this. And I have kids. I don't want to pass on this same mindset that I have about food and about exercise, because food should be something that is fuel to live and to be healthy, not to be something that I'm afraid of. And two, exercise should be something that I enjoy and that I like taking care of myself because I value who I am. And that all started with this mindset shift. And so one is looking at food as their resource or their source for stress, for depression, for even happy. When they've done something good in their life or when they succeeded in their job or whatever, it's celebrated with alcohol, a birthday cake, you know, we're surrounded by it. For me, it was looking at food very differently. And so I started with that in my 20s of, okay, well, I'm going to look at food differently, but first I have to start with looking at myself differently. And I have this saying that I say, if you see yourself of value, of purpose, of worth, then you will actually begin to eat differently. You'll move your body differently because you see that you have value. And once you begin to see that, then all of a sudden it begins to change. And so in my 20s, rather than beating myself up and telling myself that I don't have worth, that I don't have value, that I'm ugly or that I'm fat or that I'm this, I began to breathe life into myself. And this was mind-blowing to me. 90% of the thoughts that we have are the exact same every day. And 80% of those are negative. So if we're having negative thoughts toward ourselves, toward others, toward life, and 90% of that is the exact same that you're having every day, And then you wonder why your life isn't turning into a positive direction. You wonder why, you know, you still go after the food that you know you're not supposed to eat, and why you still look at exercise as punishment, and why you still put yourself down. And so I began to take control of my thoughts. And I think that's something that we just don't even think about. We have the power to think about what we think about, but we just don't ever think about what we think about. And so I began to think differently. And then once I began to think differently, that's when it really began to change for me. And long story short, I hired a personal trainer, I hired a nutritionist, and I began to think differently about exercise, about food, about the gym. I got into weight training. I ended up doing a fitness competition, and it became this amazing passion of mine and something that I love to empower women that, you know, you don't have to look at the treadmill, which is what I call the treadmill, as this thing that you get on for punishment. You know, it doesn't have to be a cardio machine or even the weights, but you can actually find something you enjoy and move your body, not because it's punishment, but because you value who you are. You value that your body can move, you know, that you want to live this abundant life, and you go and you fuel your body properly and you move it because you want to do the things, you want to fulfill the dreams. You have a different outlook on your life.
Yeah. That's a great way to look at it all. And good for you for realizing all of that in your 20s.
Right.
Because a lot of people don't realize it or even think about it until they're in their 40s, 50s, 60s, or if they even think about it at all. So kudos to you for that. I know that I had a bit of a shift when I started really thinking about what it was that I was eating, what it was that I was putting in my mouth. I started reading labels. When I started learning about how foods are processed, how they're made, that really changed a lot for me. So I'm curious, when you first met with a nutritionist back in the day, what did that nutritionist teach you about food?
Well, one of the things that she was really good about is she first asked, what is your mindset about food? And at the time, I was addicted to Coke. I loved Diet Coke and I loved cookies. She was like, great, so let's swap it. That was something that really changed everything for me is, hey, I'm not trying to tell you that you can't ever have chips, you can't ever have crackers, you can't ever have cookies. You know, it's about swapping it. And so she began to teach me, you know, I remember she kind of pulled up on her computer. Okay, so what do you like? And I'm like, well, I like Diet Coke. Why? Well, I like it. It's bubbly, you know, and I like the carbonation. Great. So try this. And she pulled out this, I think it was called ice at the time. Like it was the sparkling water. And she poured it in a glass and she gave it to me. And she goes, I guarantee you, if you cut out soda and you drink this for 21 days, you will feel satisfied. She was 100% right. I literally within 21 days was so over Coke and I loved this. And it had, you know, it's water. It's sparkling water. The next thing is, what are things that you have a craving for? I'm like, I love cookies. And so she began to teach me, you know, what are the proper macronutrients, which is basically your carbs, your fats, and your proteins. And she showed me, these are good carbs. And don't be afraid of carbs. I think back in the day, even now, people are so afraid of carbs. Like carbs are like, oh, don't say the C word. You know, it's so bad. And she taught me that carbs are your energy source. When you exercise or when you're walking, the carbs are energy. And so here's the good carbs. You know, it's kind of simple. It's the brown, right? The brown rice, the oats, the quinoa, the whole grains. And so she's like, if you want cookies, rather than doing the white flour, do the oat flour. Rather than doing sugar, use honey. And so she began to kind of swap out this for that, this for that. That would like change the game because for me, I can still enjoy the things that I like. She's not telling me I have to go on a diet and eat kale and chicken for the rest of my life in order to get to the, you know, ideal body size that I want. It was like, oh, I can live like this. And what's so crazy is as you begin to eat this way, your taste buds change. And all of a sudden I started to crave the oat cookies versus the white crap. It really did change and it became something that I could do for the rest of my life and didn't become a quick fad or a 6-week challenge in order to just lose the weight and then gain it all back, which is what happens to everybody. You know, we go on these diet kicks that promise that you're going to lose weight, which you can, but then you're going to gain it back because it's not sustainable. And this was something that, you know, was, let me teach you how to live for the rest of your life. And to this day, I still, you know, I make cookies all the time, but I just make it the way that's a healthier version.
It can be a little intimidating.
Totally.
To figure out how to swap different ingredients, because I've been trying to do that. Thankfully, there's the good old internet. You can find tons of different recipes online. But just trying to figure it out on your own can be, like I said, a little bit overwhelming. But just recently, I mentioned the birthday cake. This is a birthday cake that we purchased. I made my daughter a cake with no sugar at all. I ended up pureeing bananas and peaches and putting that with almond flour and other ingredients. It turned out delicious. And my mother, who has the biggest sweet tooth in the country, tasted it and she absolutely loved it. So you're right. It just goes down to a little bit of research, a little extra time, and some creativity. And it can easily be done.
Totally. At the time, I didn't have that. So the internet is so great because you can actually now look up healthy recipes and get creative ideas for making healthy cake like that. It's awesome.
Yeah, it was so good. So back in 2018, was it a couple of years ago, you had an extremely, what I would think, vulnerable moment standing on stage with probably not favorable lighting in a bikini competing against other women in a competition that you won. That's incredible on so many levels. I want to hear first why you decided to enter a bikini competition.
I laugh because if you know me, that's so not me. In my 20s, when I got into health and fitness, it became an obsession and I didn't have a healthy relationship with it. I lost the weight, got into running. So I was really thin and I entered a figure competition. I didn't win that one at all because I was so skinny. And actually, I was so thin that when it came to wanting to have children, my doctor was like, you will never be able to carry a child past 12 weeks because you don't have enough fat just like in your insides to carry a child. And that was a wake up call, big time for me. I realized that I had gotten obsessive about health and fitness and all that, and it became this really bad addiction. And so I began to reevaluate my life and be like, okay, I need to find balance. And so I ate healthy, but I had to put on some weight, had my two kids, ended up building another business while having my kids. And I was still healthy and I was still eating decently well, but I wasn't really taking care of myself the way I knew that I should. And so 2 years ago, I told my husband, I said, this is the year, once and for all, I'm going to do it the right way. I'm not going to get obsessive about it, but I'm going to prove to myself that I can be fit, I can be healthy, I can be a mom of two boys, I can own multiple businesses, and I can still take care of myself the way I know that I'm supposed to. I'm going to do it. So I gave myself a 12-week goal. And the reason why I did 12 weeks is because we were going to have a trip in a swimsuit in France. So I'm getting a swimsuit in the summer at this business trip. I'm just going to crush it. So I began to incorporate the things that I learned from my 20s. I hired another personal trainer for weight training and all that. And I incorporated this system for myself, put it all to practice. Within 6 weeks, I began to shed body fat like I've never seen, actually. My body began to transform. What I learned is this macro system. I call it like the underground science that all fitness competitors are doing, but no one knows about it. But when I looked at people on the line that I wanted to aspire to look like, it was these figure competitors. They're moms and they're crushing it and they're fit and they're toned. You know, they're not skinny fat. They don't have, you know, loosey-goosey skin. They're toned and they're fit and they're crushing it. For me, I looked at them and I'm like, that's what I want to aspire to look like. So when I talked to the trainer, she goes, the fitness competitors, they're doing macros. What the heck is macros? She goes, well, macros are your carbs, your protein, and your fats. And when you know the proper nutrients that your body needs of the proteins, the fats, and the carbs, it transforms your body. I'm like, well, I don't know what this is. So long story short, you can get a calculator, but it types in the calories that you need. It spits out the carbs, the fats, the proteins that your body requires if you're trying to lose fat, build muscle. And so within 6 weeks, I applied this system and it was crazy. So within 6 weeks, I shed the body fat. I was building muscle. And the trainer goes, oh my gosh, Natalie, you should do a bikini competition. Like, no.
Is that something that has ever crossed your mind?
No. I did it in my 20s. Like I said, I did a figure competition in my 20s and I swore I would never do it again. Just the crushed velvet suit, the clear high heels, the sticking your booty out.
Spray tan.
The spray tan. I thought about it and I told my husband, I said, you know what? When I did the competition in my 20s, I did it the wrong way. So you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for a few reasons. One, I want to prove to myself that I can do it the healthy and the right way. Number two, I'm going to have my boys in the audience. And at the time when I did it, I didn't have kids. And I tell my boys at the time, they were 4 and 6. And I've always told my boys, you can do hard things. If you want something, go get after it. Like, go work hard for it. And so I just thought about if I can prove to my boys that mommy can step out of her comfort zone and prove to herself that she can do really hard things, and then they're in the audience seeing that, then that's it, you know?
What do they think about mommy in a bikini, though?
I'm in a bikini, but I'm also shredded. So it wasn't like you're at a beach looking cute. It's like mommy's fit. So that was kind of cool. The other thing too was to show other moms going after what you want or being healthy. Why not? Like, do it. Yeah. So I ended up doing the show. I ended up winning my class. And then I won the entire overall of the show, which was nuts. And then it sent me into a world competition where I took 4th.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
It was such a cool experience and I will never do it again.
Hey, you said never in your 20s.
It did launch me into building our fitness business because, you know, I didn't really share my journey really on social media or anything that I was like doing this competition or anything like that. But when I won, all these pictures went all over social media. I had people reaching out to me like, holy cow, like 6-8 weeks, what, you like totally transformed your body. Like, how did you do it? And so they were all looking for me to basically share that I ate kale and chicken. And when I shared them, I was eating pancakes, I was eating cookies, I'm eating salmon, steak, bison burgers. They're like, what? What do you mean you're eating carbs and you're eating meat and you're losing weight and you look like that? That's really what launched me to help other women, especially moms, that you can, like, you can build your own business, you can be fit, you can be healthy, and you can do anything that you want, but it starts with first your mindset of what you can or can't achieve, and whatever you say you can or you cannot have, you will.
Well, all of that is incredible, especially the mom aspect of it all, because I'm a mom and I could definitely use that motivation on a daily basis because I'm chasing around a 1-year-old. My days are so filled. I'm so exhausted that when she finally goes to sleep, I just want to go to sleep as well. It's hard for me to find that motivation. And I'm certain there's a lot of other women out there that don't feel like they're ever going to get their bodies back. So through your business, that's what you do. You're helping all different types of people, but especially the moms, like you just mentioned. And how are you doing that? Tell us a little bit more about how you are coaching these men and women to become their best selves.
Yeah, so I definitely don't coach men. Men just are not attracted to my business because it's definitely more of a women's. However, men can totally do my program, but it's just drawn more to women. It's funny because women do our program and then they're trying to get their husbands on board, you know, but they're like, oh, I'm good. You know, going back to when people were reaching out to me, I had so many messages from women that were like, what diet are you on? I'm like, oh, don't say the D word. You know, I hate that. Are you on keto? Are you on this? You know, I never mentioned these diets. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I first decided that I was worth it. I remember this message I wrote out to a gal and I was just going to basically copy paste everybody else that was messaging me. And I started to type out, I first began and decided that I had worth and that the only person that could take care of me was me. And if I wanted to show my kids how to live a healthy lifestyle, I got to do that first. And so I started to write out some of these things that I was sharing. And after I looked at my message, I'm like, you know what? This doesn't exist because everything else out there sells you, if you'll lose weight, then you'll be happy, right? Like all the diets say, I'm going to help you lose weight. And once you get into the size 2 skinny jeans, you'll be so happy. So why is it that women go on diets and they're miserable and no one wants to be around them?
But you're right. When you think of diet, you think of weight loss. That's the point of dieting.
Totally. And you think of deprivation. Oh, diets mean I'm going to eat kale, chicken, be miserable. No one's going to want to be around me, but hey, I'm losing weight.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm going to feel my best. That's what they tell
me. And then the problem is you get to the size two and we still look in the mirror and we still don't like what we see. Why is that?
We are our biggest critics.
We are our biggest critics. And we will pick ourselves apart. Going back to what I talked about earlier, you know, your thoughts. And it's, so it starts with first how you think toward you. It's an identity crisis, you know, and kind of goes back to when I first built my business. I watched women self-sabotage their own success because they didn't believe they were worthy of it. And the exact same thing happens when it comes to losing weight is you'll lose the weight. But the problem is you never change the thoughts towards yourself. So now when you look in the mirror, you still see the person that you continue to be up every single day. So it doesn't matter what size clothes you're in, you never change your thoughts that you have towards yourself. So we have to first flip the script, as I say it. You've got to flip the way you see yourself because you're in charge of what you think towards you. And you've now made that your truth. So if for the last 20 years, you've told yourself you're ugly, you're fat, you'll never lose the weight, you're not a good mom, you'll never be successful. If you have all these thoughts floating around in your head and then you go to lose weight, the reason why you're getting it back is because your thoughts are still, you're ugly, you're fat, you'll never be successful, you're not a good mom, right?
These words are so heavy. I mean, words are so powerful. We all know that. I'm not saying anything we don't know. But just as you're saying those words, I'm like, like gut punches, you know? But you're right. So many of us have those words in our head.
And we don't even realize it. Like, we don't even think about it. I told my husband, let's create a program that's all three, which is first your mindset. We've got to help women address the way they think toward themselves and teach them how to flip the script. How they can begin to think differently toward themselves, because you can't give what you don't have. So if you're trying to pour into your kids love and that they're awesome and that they're going to be successful, but you don't actually believe it for yourself, you're not pouring from a true, authentic place. You're pouring into your kids what you truly do not believe for yourself. And so we got to first change that. And so we start with the mindset. Then the second thing we go into is nutrition. Kind of going back to what you said, like, how do you actually swap foods? How do you actually learn that? How do you go to a grocery store and actually read labels? What does it even look like? How do you even know what's healthy, right?
You know what I've done, and I'll just share with everyone, if I don't know how to pronounce it, if I don't know what it is, or I've never heard of it, or I don't know where it would be in a grocery store, I don't buy it. So that's kind of a rule of thumb that I go by that's helped simplify my nutritional life. If I don't know what it is, if I can't understand it when I do a quick Google search or I don't know where to find it, I don't eat it.
Totally. The first five ingredients of whatever the food is, that's the majority of what it's made of. So if the first ingredient is sugar, it's basically all sugar, you know? And even if it says organic sugar, y'all, that's still sugar.
So funny. Those marketing geniuses.
Totally. Yeah, but it works. It totally works because a lot of the gals in our program, because our program is all video. So they're watching me in the store and I'm showing all these things, right? And they're like, oh my gosh, you know, those are totally things that I would pick up because the food industry is so smart.
Are you kind of a health coach, an accountability coach? Are you a trainer? How would you describe yourself? And you just mentioned that everything is video. So I want to hear a little bit more about that.
What we did is we created, it's a 6-week course. It's called Living Fit from Within. And it's basically about changing your mindset. If you change the way you think, then you'll change the way you eat. You'll change the way you move. And I recorded all of it on video, honestly, just because I'm way better at talking and doing video than I am writing. But I also wanted people to watch it and then immediately take action on it. And I think a lot of times we'll read a book or we'll read a motivational book or a self-development book. And I call it cupcakes. You get a sugar high. Oh, that's so inspiring. But you do nothing with it. So our program, what I did is I'm like, I want people to be successful and I want them to be able to live this for the rest of their life. Not a 6-week challenge, not a 6-week fad diet, but I want them to jump in. I want them to have the full 6 weeks and then they can have this for life and go back to as a reference forever. And so I did all the video content for the full 6 weeks. They have something that they can easily digest every week. And then they have action items every single week applying what they learned. All these diets or whatever, they give you all this stuff and it can be overwhelming. So we have it broken down into chunks. Like every week it's dropped for just you to focus on this new habit and then take action on it. And then next week, and then so forth. So that way you're immediately taking action on what you're learning. And I know that if you take the action on what you're actually learning, you're going to be successful.
Yeah, those are great words. And other words that you've used several times throughout this podcast are motivation and mindset. I just want to revisit those two words because I know that you've used the motivation and the mindset that you've been referring to in other aspects of your life as well. I know you were a part of a very popular multi-level marketing company and you were extremely successful at it. So how were you able to find time to dedicate yourself to that business? And how did you become so successful at it?
Well, first of all, I never thought I would ever do direct sale. That never was, you know, you grow up and like, I'm going to do direct sales, right? But the opportunity of direct sales is amazing because you can be your own entrepreneur. And I love that. You know, I love being your own boss.
It can be financially lucrative, extremely
totally.
Lucrative.
I loved that. There were so many aspects about direct sales as I looked into it. I loved being able to be my own boss, having my own time and fitting it in around my kids. I think a lot of people with other jobs, your kids have to fit into your job versus I'm going to fit this into my own personal life. You know, I could do business calls while I'm nursing. And I love that. And so when I look back on how I built my business, I was actually pregnant with my second son. And I built my business on the phone, talking to friends, sharing it with friends. When you're out and about, you can share this opportunity with anyone that has skin you can talk to. One, though, starts with my mindset, because I think a lot of people, they'll hear about these successful stories of people in direct sales or other businesses for that matter. And they'll be like, oh man, going back to what the thought life, right? Oh yeah, they could totally be successful, but I can't. And I always tell people, whatever you say, you'll have. So if you don't think that you'll be successful, you're right. You will absolutely prove yourself right.
You have to manifest your own reality.
You do.
That's for sure. But direct selling can be very overwhelming to some people and intimidating because, like you said, you have to build your own business. You have to talk about it. You have to sell. You have to talk to strangers, share stories with friends. So how did you get over those hurdles to, I don't know if convince is the right word, but convince people to come onto your team and be a part of your business?
So I think that starts with belief. So when I first jumped into this business, I looked at my why. You know, why am I going to do it? Why would I find the time around my busy schedule to build this business? I actually have a training called Why. Your why is W-H-Y. What helps you? And the why is what gets you moving. I have another thing I say, direct sales or whatever business, that's the vehicle. But it will not move. It'll just sit in the garage if you don't put the gas. And the gas is your why. And so for me, the gas, my why, was my husband. He was working all the time. He wasn't a present dad and he wasn't a present husband. And we basically got the crumbs of his day. This is something that I could do in my own time. And so when I share from this true belief that it was going to do what I believed it would do, my friends believed. And so my belief was contagious for them to believe what it could be for them. Because everybody has their own why, right? It's the same vehicle, but they all have their own different gas, right? Their gas, their why was going to be different, but they believed in their why and they believed they could fulfill it because of my belief. It didn't come from a convincing or selling or trying to get them to cross the, you know, over the line and join my business. It was, hey, I truly believe I'm going to be successful and you can watch me or you can be a part of it. Here's the thing. I had a lot of no's. No's are part of it, you know, and I think you get your first couple of no's and you're like, oh, they don't get it, you know, but then you realize that no's are not a rejection to you. It's just a rejection to the opportunity. When people say no to you, they're not saying, I hate you. They're just saying, girl, I don't get the opportunity, but go get it, right? When I got my first couple of rejections, at first it sucked because I actually really wanted it for them, you know? And I didn't really take the no's as a personal rejection. But as I grew in leadership, I had a lot of the gals that I was coaching, they would call me and cry. I'm like, why are you crying? Oh, my best friend said no, and she hates me. I'm like, no, she's saying no to the opportunity. She's not saying no to you. And I would even say this, a lot of no's are a no for now. You know, sometimes there it's just not the right timing for them, or they just don't really see it. But if you stick with it and you start to get success wins, they're going to watch that. And eventually they may come around. And so I had a lot of friends that were, you know, a dead no in the beginning. And then later on came back and were like, okay, well, girl, you are successful. Or, you know, at the time when you shared it with me, I love my job, but now I'm pregnant or I'm moving or whatever, because life changes. And the opportunity could be more something that they want now versus when you first shared it with them. So it's funny because I think that we take those no's so personal. And I say this all the time, direct sales for sure is self-development with a paycheck. You really grow as a person. It forces you to really take a look at yourself, the way you think towards yourself, how about your success, about your dreams, your belief, your friends. It really forces you to look in the mirror and be like, who am I and what do I want this to be for me? That I'm so thankful for, because all the self-development growth pours into everything else that you do. So you win either way. Even if you don't make it to the very top of your company, but if you learn a few things about yourself and you grow and you make new friends and you learn how to handle no's or not a rejection to you, and you learn something about yourself, you win, right? You win.
And what were those moments like for you when you saw the success, when you saw it in the form of paychecks or people paying compliments about how their business was growing? What were those moments like for you?
You know, of course, obviously you get that first paycheck and you're like, wow, I got paid to talk. You know, you're like, wow, this is working. But my favorite moment when I look at my first few wins, you know, when I first shared this with my husband, his response, no joke, he goes, that's super cute. I mean, you're so cute. But the more that I began to share it and say it, the more I began to truly believe it. And it was about 6 months into my business, you know, and I had some friends that were joining me and they were getting massive success too. They were getting great wins along the way, which totally filled me up. And we went out to dinner and we were with a group of friends. And one of the friends, you know, he goes, oh, Natalie, so how's your business? And before I could even begin to share, you know, about it's awesome or whatever, my husband's like, she's crushing it. And I watched him, I kind of like leaned over, you know, and I watched his face like light up and share, not just that I was successful, but how I was growing and how I was developing as a leader. And he's like, you know, she's not just a mom anymore. She's like a boss babe. And he began to just share, I was doing something for our family and I was making a difference in other people's lives. And he saw that. And I didn't realize that he had saw that, you know, because he worked all the time. So the fact that he saw that, and that's really what hit me, was like, you know what? I'm winning, not because of the paychecks, but because who I'm becoming. And I have held on to that because money will fade, right? It'll go up, it'll go down. But who you take with you, nobody can take that from you. That was something that I've held on to from the very beginning, was your husband didn't light up about the money that you were making, but who you were becoming.
And you were enjoying the ride. And that's totally a big part of it. No matter what you decide to do,
have fun with it.
You have to enjoy it. What's that saying? If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. Something like that. Yeah, so true.
And it is so fun, you know, because you are your own boss and you get to choose to make it fun. You know, it's not like you have to go to an office every day. You get to choose the people you work with. You get to choose the customers you have, and you get to choose how you want your life to be. And then you get to go work for it. And that's the best.
Yeah, that's incredible. And that's led you to several businesses, to a podcast. I know you host your own podcast as well. And to having a different mindset about life. I know that you talk on your podcast about similar things that we talk about here at the Beauty Construct, like relaxation, motivation, meditation, nutrition, obviously mindset and mindfulness as well we talk about. So just as we wrap things up here, I would love for you to just share with our audience what you've learned over the years about the importance of all of those things, taking time out of each and every day, no matter how busy our days are, to spend a few minutes on ourselves.
Totally. Well, I think as women, this is an epidemic, actually, because as women, we pour into everybody else but ourselves, because we actually think that by pouring into ourselves, that's selfish, right? We think, oh, if I take time for myself to get a manicure or to even just sit there and just think about my own thoughts, you know, just take time for myself, we think it's selfish. But when you learn that it's the most selfless thing that you can do, you will do it. And here's what I mean by that is, I'll just share like a quick story. I was at the beach with my kids and my son ran up and he's like, "Mom, come get in the beach with us." And I'm like, "Oh no, boys, you go ahead and have fun. I'll take pictures." And the reason why I said that is because I didn't like my body in a swimsuit. I was super insecure about how I looked in a suit that I didn't even put it on. And I realized that by me not taking care of myself, by me not going to the gym and moving my body, by me not eating healthy and not being secure in my own skin, by me not taking time for that, I'm missing out on moments with my kids and I'm being selfish. That's selfish. So I decided right then and there, I'm going to pour from a full place. I'm going to give my best to those kids, to my husband. I'm going to give my best to me. And so I began to write down the things. One, what are things that only I can do for me? No one else can feed me. I've got to feed myself. Nobody else can put the muscle on me. I've got to work out myself. And then my business, right? Your dreams. Only you can fulfill those. Nobody else can do that for you. So you've got to write out a list. Okay, what are things that only I can do that are going to make me great? And I'm going to pour into that. Because if I pour into me, I now have put the oxygen mask, like right when you go into the airplane, they say, put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you assist others. Why? Because you've got to live in order to breathe life into other people. And so you've got to put that oxygen mask on yourself first. You've got to take care of yourself so that you're pouring from a full place. Because when you pour from a full place, now what you're pouring from is the things that you have, which is self-confidence, which is healthy, whatever, all those things. We hear this all the time. Yeah, I know I got to take care of myself. I know I got to get to the gym. I know I got to eat healthy. I know I need to do this and that and that. I don't have time. We got to make time because you're a priority and you care about you. So what you got to do is you got to get up early. And so I'm really big on a morning routine, because how you start your day is going to be how your day goes. And so I get up early. I have a gratitude journal. I immediately write down 5 things I'm thankful for. I write down a line and I say, I touched this person's life today. At night, I want to fill in the blank. I smiled at the cashier today and it brightened her day or whatever. But I want to touch somebody's life. I want to make a difference, small or big, in someone's life today. The next thing is, I speak life over myself. It's so easy to go into the trap of negativity towards yourself. And so I say 5 things that I love about myself. You're a good mom. You're a goal crusher. You're beautiful. God doesn't make trash. You have worth. You have value. You're making a difference. At first, I will tell you, when you first start doing this, it's really weird and it's super hard because I can think of all the negative things. But the more that I began to breathe life into myself, the easier it got, not only to breathe life into myself, but to breathe life into other people. Because what you pour from is what you have. So I do that. And then I have just quiet time. And I know you guys are big on this too. Just sit and be quiet. No cell phone. Just sit there and be quiet and think about life, your day, that you got breath in your lungs and you've got another day to live, and just have gratitude in that. So I do that for 5 minutes. I call it 5 to thrive. 5, 5, 5. So it's about 10, 15 minutes. And now when I come downstairs, I'm not crazy to my boys or like, good morning, mama. You know, I'm filled up and mom's good. And now I can pour into everybody else because my cup is full and it's only 6:30. It is so important. That was a huge game changer for me. You know, I think there's like a quote, we have the same 24 hours as Beyonce, right? And it's true. The girl is crazy busy. She got the kids, this, that. So if Beyonce can be Beyonce, we can be whatever we want to be. We just have to make it a priority.
Right. I remember seeing that quote for the first time and I thought, okay, yes, I get it. But Beyonce also has like six nannies, a hairdresser, a makeup artist, a nutritionist, a cook. Okay. So we can be our best version of Beyonce. How about
that? Exactly. And we totally can. When people say, I don't have time, I go, no, let me tell you actually what you're saying. You're not saying you don't have time. What you're saying is you're not making you a priority. That's what you're saying. Because you can make the time. You're just choosing not to.
You are on social media, on Instagram and on Facebook as Natalie Flowers. You're a coach. Your business is called Muscle and Mindset. I'm sharing this with people. I usually don't, but I'm sharing this with everyone because you guys have to go and check out her pictures because homegirl is ripped. I am on your Facebook right now. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. You have an incredible body. And I love your quotes. You have one here that says, be bold, do what the ordinary fear. And another one that says, there will always be someone who can't see your worth. Don't let it be you. So wonderful stuff. Thank you for the motivation that you've given all of us today doing our podcast and just being a part of the beauty construct. We certainly appreciate it. Well, I just love the way that Natalie talks about starting her day with her gratitude journal. I am certain that all of our listeners share my gratitude that she poured herself into all of us today with sharing her story. We're very thankful for that. And to all of our listeners, if you would like to learn more about mindfulness exercises that support positivity and productivity, please check out episode 4 of season 1 of The Beauty Construct with Selvas's Dr. Kristen Race. You certainly will learn a lot, and I'm certain you will enjoy it. Here at The Beauty Construct, we believe in gratitude, kindness, and positivity. We practice mindfulness and we do our very best to find the beauty in every single situation. I'd like to thank our guest today and thank all of you for listening. May you continue to practice mindfulness today, tomorrow, and always. Coming up on the next episode of The Beauty Construct.
Yoga is a way for people to be brought together in a world that's just going faster and faster. And I think yoga offers this counterbalance to that speed and an ability for you to just be present.
The Beauty Construct is brought to you by Selvasa. Learn more at selvasalife.com.